Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 44 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After this week's mid-air collision of an American Airlines jet and military helicopter, officials say all 67 are presumed dead. The FAA is no longer giving permission for the low-altitude helicopter routes around Reagan National Airport for the time being. ABC's Gio Benitez says air traffic has been increasing at DCA.
Just over 24 hours before Wednesday's crash, a different regional jet did what's called a go-around maneuver when landing at Reagan Airport due to a Black Hawk helicopter in the same area. Safety concerns have been increasing in the airspace around Reagan Airport. The airport was designed to accommodate 15 million passengers each year, but now sees more than 25 million a year. Congress voted just last year to add more flights.
President Trump could impose tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada as early as tomorrow. Mexico's president says they have plans in place if tariffs kick in. Canada's leader says the country will respond, but also warned Canadians difficult times may be ahead. This is ABC News. Investigators now say the massive natural gas explosion that rocked a Houston area neighborhood last year was not an accident.
It was September 16th in the town of Deer Park.
The house started shaking.
The above ground natural gas pipeline near Diane Hutto's home had been struck by an SUV and there was a massive explosion.
All I could do was run. Just run.
The driver of the SUV, Jonathan McAvoy, was killed and the fire resulting from the blast burned for days. The medical examiner has learned that McAvoy had attempted suicide before. The ME says that on September 16th, he was successful. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
More than 20 acts performed at Fire Aid Thursday night in Southern California at the Kia Forum and Intuit Dome to benefit victims of this month's wildfires. Alanis Morissette wore an I Heart LA shirt as she sang her classic song, Hand in My Pocket. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 45 degrees in Richland Center. Look for mostly sunny conditions and still pleasant for late January today. Highs in the mid to upper 40s, winds north-northeast 8 to 16. Partly cloudy and cool tonight with a low of 19. And then for tomorrow, clouds thicken and it'll be breezy with a high of 34. Once again, currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 45 degrees.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Today is Friday, January 31st. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. The Lafarge Police Department reports a successful cleanup and nuisance abatement operation in the village of Lafarge yesterday. The property, located at 121 South State Street, has been the source of numerous complaints since approximately 2013, including concerns related to violations of long-standing village ordinances. After several attempts to resolve this matter had failed, the legal process to abate this property was initiated with the assistance of the village attorney. A court order was sought and subsequently granted. The order commanded the removal of trash, refuse, debris, used or secondhand material, and other items stored outdoors on the property. Prior to the abatement, numerous attempts to resolve the issues with the property owner were attempted, but to no avail. The property was deemed a chronic nuisance pursuant to the Village Ordinance 11-7. During the operation yesterday, the property owner, Jacob Thomas Sell, age 51, arrived at the property and was subsequently arrested for resisting or obstructing an officer, threats to injure or accuse of crime, and bail jumping. Sell is being held pending a bail hearing. Formal charges will be sought through the Vernon County District Attorney, Angela Palmer Fisher. Richland Center Fire Department Chief Scott Gald reports that the fire department had 3 grass fires in the last 2 days and would like to advise the public that with the lack of snow cover this year, They are seeking conditions like we are normally seeing in late March or early April. With no snow, please check daily the DNR website for burning rules and conditions. Always make sure you have your permits. There have been several large fires in southern Wisconsin in the last few days, and Chief Gold would like to encourage the public to follow the DNR guidelines, and if burning is allowed, do it after 6 p.m. Also, always call the Richland County Sheriff's Department at 608-647-2106 and advise them on the controlled burn before you start any controlled burns so the fire department is not called to your location if they are not needed. There were several wildfires around southern Wisconsin on Wednesday. Agencies in Columbia, Dane, and Dodge counties fought the fires. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office posted a warning that dry conditions and high winds caused the fires and urged residents to stop all burning. The lack of snow this winter has led to extremely dry vegetation, which increases the risk of wildfires. Though the Department of Natural Resources has all of southern Wisconsin in the moderate zone for fire danger, emergency management in Dodge County issued a high fire danger alert on Tuesday. Another Thomas School District school was placed on hold after a bullet was found in a bathroom yesterday. Students were held in classrooms while law enforcement initiated any potential threats and searched for weapons at Toma Middle School. No threat or weapons were found. Last week, Toma High School had to be placed on a hold after bullets were found in a bathroom there, making it the second time in just 6 days that ammunition was found in a Toma School District building. A court case drawing national attention had its most recent update yesterday in Crawford County. A man with alleged ties to Venezuelan gangs appeared in court for a number of charges, including sexual assault, child abuse, and battery, which happened last fall in Prairie du Chien. The case is drawing attention due to the suspect's immigrant status. The suspect, Alejandro Coronel Zarat, is a suspected member of the gang that President Donald Trump is adding to a list of foreign terrorist groups. The next court date is in March. Wisconsin Republicans have introduced legislation that would require state employees to return to their offices. The bill would require all state employees and workers at the universities of Wisconsin system to return to the office by July, as many continue to work from home. Governor Tony Evers has expressed opposition to forcing a return to the office, saying remote work allows state agencies to hire the best candidates from anywhere in Wisconsin. Employees who were allowed to work from home before the pandemic would still be allowed to do so. Student test scores are shaping up as an issue in the upcoming election for Superintendent of Public Instruction. Bob Haig reports.
Incumbent Jill Underley said recently released results of the U.S. Department of Education's 2024 National Assessment of Educational Progress indicates a need to increase funding for Wisconsin's K-12 public schools. Students here tested similarly to the national average, fourth graders scoring an average 239 in math and 215 in reading. But the gap between black and white students in Wisconsin remains highest in the nation. Education consultant Brittany Kinzer of Milwaukee said results show only 3 out of 10 Wisconsin students college or career ready. Kinzer and Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent Jeff Wright also want to undo changes the Department of Public Instruction made last year to the state's Forward exam. Underley has defended the changes, which critics say make it more difficult to measure student achievement year to year. Voters will narrow the field to 2 candidates in a February 18th primary. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A conservative state Supreme Court justice has recused himself from hearing a challenge to Act 10. Raymond Newpert reports.
Just as Brian Hagedorn announced Thursday he will not be hearing arguments or issuing opinions on the upcoming challenge to the law that prevents most public unions from collective bargaining. In his order, Hagedorn says he should not be part of the discussion due to his involvement with the law. Hagedorn was part of the team that crafted the law for then-Governor Scott Walker in 2011 and then defended the law in court. Republican leaders in the legislature also want liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz to recuse herself on the grounds she said the law is unconstitutional during her election campaign last year. If Protasiewicz steps away, that would mean a 3-2 liberal majority would hear the case. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Winkler picks up another endorsement to lead the Democratic National Committee. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi has joined the growing list of Democrats to back Winkler to serve as DNC chair. Former Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has endorsed Winkler, as have several Democratic governors. Pelosi says Winkler is the candidate best suited to lead to a stronger DNC and many Democratic victories. Winkler's challengers included former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, Minnesota State Party Chair Ken Martin, and Senator Bernie Sanders' former campaign manager Fayez Shakir. The DNC election takes place on Saturday. The Heartland Band, accused of driving a school bus while intoxicated, was in court on Wednesday. Court records say 72-year-old Walter Cunningham stopped multiple times, causing 27 kids ages 4 to 14 to slam into the seats on the bus and left his riders on the side of a busy road in cold weather as he drove off. Cunningham has no alcohol, or he had no alcohol in his system, but told police he takes multiple prescription medicines, which police said carry warnings about operating machinery. Cunningham was charged with multiple counts of second-degree recklessly endangering safety and OWI. He's now in jail on a $1 million bond. Wisconsin receives grades on efforts to curb smoking. Lisa Hale reports.
Wisconsin's efforts to curb smoking just aren't cutting it, according to a new report from the American Lung Association. They grade each state based on their initiatives to prevent residents from smoking and to help them quit. Wisconsin got 2 Fs, 2 Ds, and a B. Tobacco is the number one cause of death in Wisconsin, more than alcohol, car crashes, illegal drugs, homicide, and suicide combined. More than 7,800 Wisconsinites die every year due to tobacco. Meanwhile, in a related story, data shows lung cancer rates declining in Wisconsin. The report from the Wisconsin Cancer Collaborative says declining smoking rates, effective tobacco control policies and regulations, earlier diagnosis, and improved treatments are responsible for the decline. In Wisconsin, lung cancer deaths still outnumbered all prostate, breast, and colon cancer deaths combined. The 5-year relative survival rate for lung cancer in Wisconsin is 29.4%. In Wisconsin, the majority of people with lung cancer are between the ages of 70 and 79.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the city of Lancaster as an applicant for funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program to improve its public drinking water system. The project includes construction of the North Wilson Water Main Loop and County A Extension, as well as the Maple South Wilson Water Main Loop in the city of Lancaster. Activities related to this project are minor actions for which no environmental analysis is required. However, following the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program federal requirement, an environmental review must be conducted before funding this project. The public is encouraged to submit comments regarding this decision and the potential environmental impacts of this project by February 4th. Based on the comments received, the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program may prepare an environmental analysis before proceeding with the funding process. The analysis would summarize the DNR's consideration of the project, impacts, and reasonable alternatives. WRCO News Time is 12:19 when WRCO returns. Workplace Safety Awards nominations are being accepted.
When it comes to great food and good times, Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the place to be. Kick off your weekend with their famous Friday Night Fish Fry, featuring shrimp that hits the spot. On Saturdays, savor the rich flavors of prime rib and shrimp alongside a full menu that's sure to please. Looking for a quick, satisfying lunch? Turbo's has you covered with soup and sandwich specials, or try the legendary hash burger. Sundays are all about comfort with roasted chicken and homemade soups and desserts. Turbo's Bar and Grill, your go-to for delicious meals and unforgettable moments. One visit and you'll be hooked.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment. Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 46 degrees at 1222. Wisconsin Safety Council launched nominations for its 31st annual awards program, now named the Workplace Safety Awards. The program, previously known as the Corporate Safety Awards, is presented in partnership with M3 Insurance and the Department of Workforce Development. The award recognizes Wisconsin companies that are dedicated to assuring their most valuable asset, their employees, are safe on the job. A panel of independent safety, health, and insurance professionals will select winners based on company safety records, training programs, safety and health leadership, and other accomplishments. The awards are distributed based on the company size in three categories: manufacturing, agriculture, transportation, utilities, and other, and construction. A total of up to 10 awards will be presented. Nominations are due by noon, February 3rd, and can be submitted on Wisconsin Safety Council's website. The awards will be presented at the Wisconsin Safety Council Annual Conference, which will be held April 14th through the 16th in Wisconsin Dells. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting application for wild turkey, pheasant, and waterfowl stamp funding. Applications will be accepted through February 14th. STAP funds, are available to nonprofit conservation organizations, tribes, academic institutions, and government units focused on habitat management for wild turkeys, pheasants, and waterfowl. For turkey and pheasant stamps, funds are also available for outreach, education, and research. The funding for successful applicants will be available during the DNR's 2026 and 2027 fiscal years. For the competitive grant cycle, $500,000 is anticipated to be available for turkey projects, $300,000 for pheasant projects, and $650,000 for waterfowl projects. Funds are generated from the sale of state wild turkey, pheasant, and waterfowl stamps, and a portion of the conservation patron license sales. While stamps are required to hunt these species, collectors and nature enthusiasts can also purchase the stamps to help support wildlife habitat across the state. By state law, 60% of pheasant stamp funding are reserved for game farm pheasant production, while 33% of waterfowl stamp funds are reserved for habitat projects in Canada, where a significant proportion of Wisconsin's fall ducks are reared. For eligible information and criteria, application guidance, and funding priorities, and further information, visit the Stamp Grant Opportunities and Applications webpage. The City of La Crosse is set to take action next week on a new ordinance banning the release of balloons. According to a proposed ordinance document filed with the City's Judicial and Administrative Committee, the ban would apply to outdoor releases of balloons lighter than air. It carves out exceptions for scientific or weather balloons, as well as hot air balloons. Mayor Mitch Reynolds said the balloon release outdoor end up polluting the environment and can affect grazing livestock. Another tech company is announcing plans for an AI data center in Wisconsin. One day after Microsoft announced they have acquired 240 acres of land near Kenosha for a center, the City of Wisconsin Rapids has announced that the Digital Power Optimization is planning a $200 million high-performance AI center. Mayor Matt Zecker tells WAOW-TV in Wausau, it is an exciting development that would bring more industries along with it at the site formerly occupied by the Verso paper mill, which shut down 5 years ago. It's unclear how many jobs the DPO project will bring, through developers saying it should be online next year. A major solar power station is now online in Dane County. The Fitchburg Solar Array, operated by Madison Gas and Electric, is producing 6 megawatts of power, enough to light around 1,400 homes a year. MG&E CEO Jeff Keebler says the company is committed to expanding its green energy footprint. The solar array joins several other sites in Dane County, including Middleton and Dane County Regional Airports. Layoffs are on the way for Kohl's. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the retailer told employees in a Tuesday email that hundreds of layoffs were coming for the Menominee Falls headquarters. The total number of layoffs have not been made public, but the email says that about 10% of the total positions at the headquarters were being cut. New CEO Ashley Buchanan told staff the layoffs would help improve the company and better serve customers. Kohl's announced the closure of over 24 stores earlier this month. The Goodyear blimp celebrates its 100th birthday in 2025. To mark the occasion, the tire maker announced Wednesday that two of the airships will be part of the 2025 EAA Air Venture Oshkosh. A release says the blimps will take part in the flying activities during afternoon and night air shows, and one will be parked near the EAA Aviation Museum during the duration of the event. Goodyear has sent the blimps to the Oshkosh gathering for over 50 years. The 72nd fly-in convention is scheduled for July 21st through the 27th at Whitman Regional Airport. And Bob Dylan is coming to Titletown this spring. Green Bay is one of several Midwestern cities on the 83-year-old's Music Legends 2025 Never-Ending Tour. It opens March 25th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tickets are already on sale for that show at Dylan's website. Dylan performs at the Century 2 Concert Hall in Wichita, Kansas on March 29th, Mayo Clinic Health System Event Center in Mankato, Minnesota on April 4th, and Green Bay's Widener Cofferin Family Hall on April 6th. Tickets for those shows will go on sale this Friday. Dylan, the subject of the current biopic, A Complete Unknown, has been on tour since 1983, playing over 3,000 shows around the world. WRCO News Time is 1229. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When your vehicle needs service, Arneson Service and Repair is the place to call. With parts backed by a nationwide warranty, they handle it all. From automotive repairs and tire sales to light and heavy-duty towing, plus farm equipment repairs, including hydraulic hoses. Need welding or metal fabricating? They've got you covered there, too. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300. Arneson Service and Repair, Rural Hill Point.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston, where the daily specials are mouth-watering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere has to be experienced. Drop by on Fridays for the fantastic fish fry starting at 4. Saturday nights feature prime rib. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Robert E. Booher, 83, of rural Viola, died Sunday at home. A celebration of life will be held today at 1:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Viola Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home from now until the time of service at 1:30. Robert Booher is survived by 4 children, Daryl Booher of Viola, Corinne Booher of Waukesha, Alan Booher of Viola, and Cheryl Booher of Chicago, Illinois. 6 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, other relatives and friends. Robert E. Booher, 83, of rural Viola. David O. Martin, 93, of rural Muscadet, died January 22nd at home. A celebration of life will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the Southwest Technical College Foundation or the Three Eagles Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. David O. Martin is survived by 3 children, Susan and Chris Reedy, Tom and Chris Martin, and Ellen and Paul Yanni. 2 stepchildren, Mari and Darius Palmer, and Rhonda and Tom Neuhauser. 7 grandchildren, 2 step-grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, extended family and friends. David O. Martin, 93, of rural Muscadet. Marty Brewer, 77 of Richland Center, died January 16th at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow from 1 to 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, with a time of sharing to be held at 3:30. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family requests that you play a round of golf this summer and think of Marty when you do. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Marty Brewer is survived by his wife of 34 years, Connie, three children, Jennifer, Melissa, and Zach, two stepchildren, Jason and Emily, eight grandchildren, one great-grandchild, and his brother, Will. Marty Brewer, 77 of Richland Center. Wilma M. Rounds, 95 of Boscobel, died January 18th. A funeral service will be held at 2 Sunday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home tomorrow from 4 until 7, and again on Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Cemetery Association or the Boscobel Rescue Squad are appreciated. Wilma Rounds is survived by five children, Bernice and David Dombeck, Bernard and Patricia Rounds, Marlene Cornwell, Carol Swenson, and John and Lisa Rounds. 18 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, 6 great-great-grandchildren, siblings Lena Tainter, Irene Cudney, Alma Schleicher, John Sander, Mary and Frances Walters, James Sander, and Emily and James Jeglum. Sisters-in-law, Teresa Sander and Phyllis Sander. Wilma M. Rounds, 95 of Boscobel. George L. Blake, 89 of Boscobel, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Prairie Cemetery in Fenimore. Friends may call at the funeral home Tuesday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. George Blake is survived by his brother, Eddie and Linda Miller of Canada, along with many nieces and nephews. George L. Blake, 89, of Boscobel. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday, February 7th, from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Teach is survived by two children, Jimmy and Sativa Self of Ithaca, Jackie Noyes of Madison, 11 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren, significant other, Stephen A.J. Foyt of Gotham, sister, Patricia and Kevin Makovic of Yuba, stepsisters, Patty Castor of Mongolia, Texas, Karen Katcher of Oregon, and Terry Bone Brenham of Watertown. Many other relatives and friends. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham. In birth news from an area hospital, Hannah and Ben Stafford Thompson had a daughter, Annie Kathleen. Grandparents are Mark and Mary Crary and Corey and Bethany Thompson. Great-grandparents are Sheila Stafford and Tom and Alice Iverson.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Accidents happen, but with over 30 years of experience, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists has got you covered. Get a free estimate, and we'll restore your car to perfection. Plus, enjoy our complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Come see the experts at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today on Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
Attention farmers, the Bay Center and ET Foods is your go-to destination for all your agricultural needs. Take advantage of the best deals of the year by pre-ordering and prepaying for your ag plastic for 2025 season. Call 585-3171 or stop by for more details. But that's not all. ET Foods is offering unsalted butter for $3.75 a pound, or you can grab 4 pounds for just $13. Don't miss out on this week's specials, including Jimmy Dean pork sausage, Totino's party pizzas, and so much more. Conveniently located on Jaquish South Road, about 2 miles north of Ithaca, off of Highway 58. ET Foods is open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays. Visit today and get some great deals and friendly service.
Offers expire January 31st, 2025.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, the bank of clouds and showers that was pushing up toward the Illinois-Wisconsin border this morning is starting to sink back to the south, and we should see plenty of sunshine for the rest of today, just a little bit cooler than yesterday. Tomorrow generally looks dry yet, but the clouds will return thanks to the next low-pressure system sweeping in from the northern plains. That is likely to bring us some activity Saturday night into Sunday, a little bit of mixed precipitation, so watch your travel conditions in that period. It will be noticeably warmer Sunday with some southwest winds out there. Another cold front that will charge through Sunday night into Monday morning and could bring us a little dusting of light snow. Some colder temperatures in store Monday and Tuesday as well. Looks like yet another weather system will sweep in for late Tuesday night and Wednesday with some more precipitation possible. So just a bit busy here as we get into early February. Forecast for the rest of today, mostly sunny and pleasant, just a bit breezy, high at 43, north and northeast wind 8 to 16. Partly cloudy and cool, low at 19 degrees. Clouds thick and breezy tomorrow, high at 34. Saturday night, cloudy with a 50% chance of patchy light snow, sleet, or freezing drizzle, low in the upper 20s. Sunday, mostly cloudy and warmer, patchy drizzle possible, high at 47. Chance of light snow coming up Sunday night. And Monday, breezy and colder, chance of flurries with a high near 30 degrees. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and chilly, 50% chance of light snow at night with some small accumulations, high at 28. Wednesday, cloudy and warmer with occasional light wintry mix, possibly becoming mostly rain for the afternoon, highs in the mid-30s. And next Thursday, a chance of a wintry mix early, then partial clearing, high above 31. Enjoy that sunshine out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 45 degrees on this last day of January after a morning low of 24. Yesterday's high, it was 58 degrees, which is a new record. And yesterday we did not receive any precipitation as well. Record high set back in 1989 is 59 degrees, and record low set back in both 1996 and 2019 is 35 below zero. Last year's high was 45 with a low of 32. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:12. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:18. Winds are out of the south-southwest at 8 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.82, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 45 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The days of cheap food in the United States may be gone forever. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. High food prices must mean that farmers are really raking it in, right? Actually, not right. In yesterday's show, agricultural and resource economist Dawn Thilmany from Colorado State University said labor costs have been the big mover for food prices. And she adds those increases are probably permanent.
People might need to get used to there being a new normal for food prices. So we are definitely going to see inflation continue to flatten out unless something significant happens on the supply side again. But I don't think we're ever going to see a reversal back to prices people say they were used to.
Years ago, you saw bumper stickers reading, "Never complain about a farmer with your mouth full." Thilmany shares her version of that.
This country eats really, really cost-effectively, really high-quality food that most of the world is completely jealous that we have access to. So as much as I understand why people are feeling this in their pocketbooks, I also always tell people to think and reflect about how lucky we are as a country that we made a set of policies to always keep our farm sector and ag sector strong, and that this is a small price to pay for never having to worry about, for the average American, how they're going to put food on the table.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Crop inputs would be affected by new tariffs. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, a grain merchandiser says he's seen a flurry of soybean deliveries this month because of several factors. Jeff Johnson with Zealand Farm Services tells Brownfield.
It's almost like harvest at our plants. We actually had to have a few days where we had some plant shutdowns where we weren't receiving beans because we were so full.
Johnston says a bump in the soybean markets and hedging ahead of any tariff impacts have been major drivers. And he says,
I think the cost of money, too, is also driving these people to sell some stuff as well. You got bills due out there, and they see that if I sell my beans now, is it really worth waiting 2 or 3 months to pick up 5 or 10 cents? That money's worth more to them in their pockets now.
He recommends farmers set target sales for their current crop and next year's to take advantage of major market swings likely in the coming months. The president of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association says the Trump administration's threatened tariffs against Canada would likely have major impacts on fertilizer prices. Kevin Johnson says U.S. agriculture relies on Canadian potash.
Probably 98% of all potash that comes in the United States is coming outside of our borders. Out of that 98%, probably 85 or 86% of that potash is coming out of Canada.
He tells Brownfield a proposed 25% tariff would raise prices $50 to $75 per ton. Johnson says state and national fertilizer organizations are continuing to communicate the likely impacts of tariffs with the Trump administration. Iowa State climatologist says he's concerned about river levels across the region. Justin Glisson tells Brownfield he's been tracking the Missouri and Mississippi rivers.
They still continue to be low. With a lack of snowpack across the upper Midwest and these states within the upper Midwest that feed into the Mississippi and Missouri basins. Lack of snowpack up there, lack of melting.
Glisson says drought conditions along those river systems could cause some supply chain issues heading into spring. And when it comes to inland waterways, he says,
the streams that are near normal are frozen, or some are frozen, so we have to think about ice damming as well. So we could see some, localized flooding if everything sets up correctly. But talking about our hydrological system, the larger rivers are still below average.
Some parts of the Midwest received scattered rain showers Friday. U.S. export sales last week were mixed. USDA reported week-to-week improvements for beef, wheat, rice, and soybean products against dips for soybeans, corn, pork, and cotton. Another case of highly pathogenic avian influenza has been detected in a non-commercial Indiana flock affecting 70 birds. This is the state's eighth case of H5N1 since the start of the year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two-stage. Plus, we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
another light round of direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are active to start the day. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There's another light round of direct cash cattle business underway. Live deals in Nebraska are at $208 to $210. Bids in Nebraska have been renewed at $330. Live deals this week have been marked at mostly $208, which is $6 to $7 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dressed cattle in the north brought $330. That's steady to $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef is firm at midday with solid demand for light off. Range choice up 8 cents at $327.56. Select is 35 cents higher at $316.25. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers 500 to 750 pounds were steady to $2 higher. Steers 750 pounds and up were $9 to $11 higher. Feeder heifer 600 pounds and up were $5 to $10 higher. The USDA says demand was very good with many large load lots in the offering. Quality was above average. Feeder supply included 66% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers 701 to 733 pounds brought $297 to $309.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer 652 to 699 pounds brought $276 to $289.50. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors appear to finish the week a little stronger in their efforts. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been solid, which has been helping provide price support. The industry is keeping a very close eye on the tariff talks as that uncertainty creates even more volatility in the market. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, which is good news as the slaughter pace has been at a solid level. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $78 to $86 and a weighted average of $84.03. The Western Corn Belt has a weighted average of $84.14. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $58. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $44 to $55. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $58. And pork values were higher at midday, up $2.69 at $95.62. Bellies were sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the Corn Belt into the Corn Rootworm Belt. But DeKalb Brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb Brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we ensure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Soybeans and cattle are higher, corn's lower, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans are back to modestly higher on short covering and technical buying, monitoring weather in South America with the chance of better harvest weather in parts of Brazil. Ag commodities in general are also waiting for any updates on the potential for new U.S. tariffs against key trading partners. Right now, it looks like the new tariffs against Mexico and Canada won't go into effect until March 1st. This continues to be a moving goalpost. March beans are up 5 3/4 at 10.49 and 3/4. May is 5 higher at 10.64 and 3/4. March bean meal's up $1.50 at $306.20. March bean oil's 14 points higher at $45.12. Corn's down. Second crop corn planting in Brazil is dependent on the pace of the soybean harvest. Some forecasts do have improved rain chances for dry parts of Argentina. March corn's down 5 at 485 and a quarter. May is 4.5 lower at 497. And wheat's down. Recent rain and snow in some U.S. winter wheat growing areas has boosted soil moisture levels. Russia's export pace has slowed down, and there are concerns about weather damage to India's crop. March Chicago, the most active, is down 5 at 561.5. Live and feeder cattle are supported by the week's direct business, getting ready for the USDA's cattle inventory report out today at 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central. February live's up 30 at 204.77, April's 57 higher at 202.07. With additional momentum from this lower move in corn, March feeders are up 215 at 275.35. And hogs are basically steady to higher right now on spread trade and the sharply higher midday move in pork. February lean is up 32 at 84.70, April's down 2 at 91.90. And over in the broader market, crude oil's modestly lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
The power of the potato. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Potatoes are a starchy vegetable that are a good source of fiber, especially when served with the skin on. Potatoes are a good source of vitamin B6, which actually helps the body metabolize carbohydrates and proteins. And the vegetable is high in vitamin C and loaded with antioxidants. Christine Linder is with Wisconsin-based Alsem Farms and Produce and shares some other ways to prep your potatoes.
Whether it's a gold potato, a red or a russet potato, sliced up and placed in the air fryer for convenience as a working mom, and just putting a little sea salt on there and putting them in the air fryer for about 20 minutes, and they come out like fresh, healthy French fries. So it's a quick, simple way to enjoy potatoes is, you know, baked, mashed, boiled, it's the best for you. And I know occasionally we enjoy our fried on those potatoes.